And Mario, what's the biggest difference you see out of this Dolphins team on film than when the one you faced back on October 20th? They've obviously had some changes up front on that offensive line.
The first thing that jumps out is being efficient. The things they do and going out and executing. You know, I think the biggest thing that you see is, you know, the quarterback managing the game better. You know, and they're doing things in their to their favor. You know, they're working with their strengths pretty well right now.
Mario, are you surprised? I don't know if you heard Tyson Klebo after the game basically said there are two guys in this league I basically can't handle. It's Elvis, Dumervil, and you. Are you shocked to hear that coming from an offensive lineman? Does that give you kind of confidence? Like, not that you need it?
No, I didn't hear about that until you just said it. But at the end of the day, you know, you just go out and you play football. You know, I don't hold on to anything, you know, after it's said and done. You know, once the game is over with, and we're going to do the film and move on, you know. I mean, it's just one of the things that you just got to keep moving.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Did he have some problems with your speed last time around, Klebo, that is?
My focus really wasn't speed. I don't know. That's a question you got to ask him.
Well, what did he have trouble with then? That's a better question to ask.
I mean, that's a question you got to ask him. He knows what he had trouble with. Not me.
Mario, when the Dolphins' passing style, did you see 7-step drops the first time you played them, and now it's more 3-step drops? Have you picked up anything like that on film?
They definitely they still have the threat, so still have the possibility of going downtown, and you're going to get a mixture of different drops, and along with that, you're going to get a mixture of different pass rotations from up front. You know, just one of the things that you gotta be able to kind of dictate or anticipate, you know, what you're going to get, you know, before the play starts, to kind of realize where you need to focus your rush at, you know, as far as getting in the alleys, quick throws, or being able to have time to pick it up and mix it up a little bit, pass rush with deeper set. So, they're not just going to be a teammate. Drops back 2 steps, throws the ball. I mean, you know, they got playmakers. They get down the field. So I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they have to deliver to everything.
Mario, obviously it's a division game, but do you guys get a little more pumped up knowing what's at stake for the Dolphins and where they sit in this playoff race and how you can affect that?
Yeah, we're going to be pumped up regardless. I mean, it doesn't matter what somebody else has going on or their position. In order for you to come out and take care of business and be successful on a Sunday in a league where anybody can win, you got to come out here and come to regardless.
Mary, Ryan Tannehill, obviously a young quarterback. Do you notice that he doesn't really feel the pocket when it's collapsing? Do you find that maybe he's an easier target than maybe some other quarterbacks?
He's an easier what now?
An easier target than maybe some more veteran quarterbacks. He doesn't really feel the pressure around him.
I wouldn't say that too much in the simple fact that he's one of those guys that are more athletic than your typical quarterback. So, even if he doesn't necessarily work the pocket well, if you see something that kind of gives him, you know, happy feet, I mean, he can take off. And I think that's one thing that we've noticed that's different from the first time he played is that, you know, he'll look for his throw. If it's not there, he'll move around a little bit more than what he did prior.
Mario, you guys are going to have Thad Lewis at quarterback this week. Does that mean anything for the team, and does that mean anything for the defense?
That we have Thad Lewis do what now?
Does that mean anything for the team, and does that mean anything for the defense? Like, do you have to be more aggressive defensively? Do you think you have to – your margin for error is lower with Thad than it is with EJ, for example?
No. They're both definitely great quarterbacks. They have different styles, I would say, depending on, you know, who's in. It seems like, if you're looking at it, he's a guy that kind of makes things happen with his feet sooner than EJ would. But they both can still run. I mean, so it's one of those things that, I look at them both highly, and you know, I respect both of them as a quarterback. And obviously, being in this system, you know, they're still, both of them still have, you know, the development to do and understand things better. And once that comes into grasp, it's only going to be a bonus for us.
Mario, your record's going to be about the same as it's been the last few years, but with the new coach, some of the new young players, do you see a lot of reason for optimism for Bills fans?
Yeah, definitely. Nobody else, they don't watch football games, because at the end of the day, you know, from my side, my point of view, you know, looking at the defense and being a defensive player, I mean, we get after it, and we definitely get after it, and there's plenty of situations where we are there. You know, I can say, looking back, and even years when I wasn't playing here, that, you know, there wasn't situations where, you know, it was basically a toss-up at the end of the game, coming up at the end of the game, you know, whether or not you're going to have a chance to win. And we definitely were in that situation. We just got to capitalize and be more consistent when it comes down to it, you know, because we can lock teams down, and then we let up one play here, one play there, and that's what, you know, that's what we got to get over. That's our biggest problem at this point. It's not the whole game. It's one play here, one play there. And once we finally realize that and take care of that, we'll be fine.
Mario, I noticed that you and Shaquille O'Neal have something in common. You both want to be peace officers, maybe. What's your interest in law enforcement? I saw you got some kind of a peace officer license.
Well, you know, just in general, you know, I have a lot of respect for the military and you know, law enforcement, just the people who put their lives online on a day-to-day basis and know that they're putting their lives online. It's something that you can't really assimilate. You know, just the character and courage that these young men and women, you know, some definitely a lot younger than I am, and I consider myself to be young at 28, but, you know, for them to sit there and put their life on the line and face danger day in and day out, you know, I got to tip my hat off to them because, you know, a lot of military and the law enforcement stuff look up to us for the sport we play, but at the end of the day, man, I mean, stuff that they do, you know, not many people can actually do that, especially depending on what field they're in.
Mara, I don't know, I noticed that the school got in a little bit of a hot water. I guess they're saying that they fast-tracked you through it. Do you feel like you earned the license, and did they take it away from you?
Well, you know, that's still something. The reason why it hasn't really been discussed is because, you know, the biggest focal point is the job at hand, and that's football. And, you know, the people behind the scenes realize that, you know, everything else is being said is one thing, but the people behind the scenes realize that and know that football is my first love and this is what I got to take care of. And until the season's over with, you know, I really can't go into it as far as the whole situation or whatever. But definitely say that and know that I did everything everybody else would do. And it's not the first situation where, you know, there has been, you know, classes or courses not in the classroom. So, I mean, that's definitely something that's out there that anybody can find out.
Cool.
Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mario.
I appreciate it, guys.